Welcome back to Open Line right here on the mighty 690 KGGF. We will actually pause Open Line right here because we're going to go ahead and get to the phones because we have Becky Barnhart on from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. Becky, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Doing just fantastic. No complaints.
Absolutely. I can't complain about this weather in December. The high today is supposed to be 65. You cannot complain about this kind of weather in December of all times.
Oh, this is an afternoon to get out and exercise with your dog.
Exactly. Get out there with the, because you know the animals are loving this weather too. So yes. It's not too cold for them. They can get out and play. So
they feel good. They get a little frisky when they get outside. Crisp enough that they can run around and have a good time. And so we have some lovely dogs.
Absolutely.
For adoption.
Let's talk about all these dogs.
Even our kitties are lovely.
Oh, I know. The cats love to play too, you know?
Get them out in the yard, I guess. But
absolutely.
Yes, anyway, we've got some great animals at the shelter, and I was just there yesterday. We're getting ready for the big weekend because we do participate in the Christmas parade.
All right.
We've got quite a few volunteers that have stepped forward, and they're going to ride on the float. The dogs, obviously, we don't take cats because that would be too
oh my gosh, the cats would be the cats would be frightened. They'd be like, meow, yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, it would not be their best moment, I don't think.
No, so, but the dogs, I think, can handle it, though. So
yes, but we're not allowed to let them walk for various reasons, and you know, mostly just safety for the animals.
Right.
But the volunteers will sit on the float and just hold them. And, you know, they're usually on their best behavior because it's a little overwhelming, too. But
yeah.
It's a good idea to check out these animals, and maybe you see one you like and come out to the shelter, and maybe we can get an adoption going.
I was saying one of the best gifts I ever got was a pet for Christmas, and it's just like I loved it. So,
yeah,
so
that is,
and one of my favorite animals I had was a calico cat. Her name was Maggie. And she was my cat because anytime I'd sit down, she'd crawl in my lap and she would curl up. And about 30 seconds later, you hear, and she's just like so happy to be sitting there. So,
right. You know, that's kind of the way the cats are. They choose you. And even if you have a large family, so usually it's one person that they're very connected to.
Yep.
So,
and I was that person.
Maggie.
So, and loved Maggie.
Yeah.
And she lived a long time. Unfortunately, you know, she got kind of sick and, you know, hated to have to put her down, but it was better to, you know, have that done instead of her having to suffer because she was.
Exactly.
So.
That is something that's just part of being a pet owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst part. But and you mentioned that cats can live for a very, very long time.
Oh, absolutely.
She
was about 15 years old when we had to finally put her down. So, and the way I always looked at it, she wasn't a pet. She was family.
Right.
And that's how she was. She loved everybody in the family, but she was always drawn to me. So,
right. And you want them to be a part of the family. You want them to last for a long time,
mm-hmm,
and be a part of the family. But, you know, with today's medicines that are out there and the knowledge we now have about food and exercise with our pets, they do live much longer.
Absolutely.
Than
and that's so good because it's so heartbreaking when you lose one and it takes, sometimes it takes a little while before you get another one because you got to get over it. I mean, you got the mourning process, you know?
That's right. And most people will have that grieving period and then they're ready to start again because the house gets pretty quiet when you don't have that.
It's not as fun. It's not as fun anymore. Talking about that, you guys got pets out. You guys got animals out there. Let's talk about all these great pets because these guys want homes.
Right.
They do.
As I was saying, we're going to be at the Christmas parade, and then Sunday afternoon we always have our annual open house, and we'll be passing out little flyers at the parade to remind people that it's gotten to be pretty well known. But we enjoy people coming out, and they usually will bring some type of a donation. Excuse me, some type of a donation, whether it's food or toys or blankets, just maybe some cash in the jar, just something to make them help us out with the animals. And we have punch and cookies available. We have tours available. We will do adoptions that day. It's not, it's kind of busy, but, you know, by golly, if you find somebody that you want to take home, we can certainly make arrangements. So that will be on Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4. And one of the things that Brad wanted me to really ask for this year are toys. I ask for toys a lot, but we go through them quickly. That's why they're there. They're there to help the dog interact, and the cats, they love the little balls and the little stuffed mice. So they all get toys on a daily basis, but they also get torn up practically on a daily basis. And we don't care if they're the stuffed toys, the squeaky toys. We would like to remind people, though, not to get confused with little stuffed animals that have the eyes and the nose, that because those are really for children.
Right.
And the dog toys are different, and they're made special. So that way they don't chew that eyeball off or the nose off and swallow it and cause problems. So
right. They're just usually all soft on the outside.
Right. Everything's soft and hopefully digestible if it happens to go through the system. But anyway, toys would be something we would certainly enjoy having a lot of, and just helps us help them have a better life in their cage. But I will get started with our little animals now, and I'm going to start with the small dogs because we've got some really, really cuties, and they're ready to go home. We've had several that were spayed or neutered when the paw prints came through to our community. So that makes them available the day you come in and you choose them. You can take them home that day. We have Joey. Joey's already been neutered. He's got the black rough coat. I've talked about Joey. He is full of energy. He's black and white, has a little short tail. He looks to me like he's got some Jack Russell in him just from his size, his markings, and his activity level. He's around, probably 3 to 4 months old. Just a good kid, but he's got lots of energy. Poppy is our senior schnauzer mix. He's a pretty rough-looking guy. We feel like he's looking much better since he's been with us because he came in with a skin condition, and we've been working on that. His hair's growing back in. He's at least 12. He hasn't had the best of care in his other life before us. He's gray and black in color. He is blind, and we think he's pretty much deaf. He does seem to react to our voices and bark, but he is really looking for a home that understands his special needs and would like to take him in. We have Baxter. Baxter is a bloodhound pup. He's a male, about 4 to 5 months old. Now, this guy, I don't know if you're old enough to remember the movie or the TV show The Flying Nun, but he would have been her dog. That dog has got some ears on him that when the wind blows, they're flapping. He is a dog.
That's so cute.
He is just cute as he can be, but he's got the bloodhound mix in him, and he's kind of thin, but we've been fixing him up and getting him some decent treats. Gosh, she's cute. Alice is a little senior sweetheart. She's a terrier mix. She, again, is a little rough-looking because of her age, but she's about 10 years old, just looking for a home to spend the rest of her life with. And Maddie is a little black-and-white female terrier, about 4 months old, little female. She looks like a little miniature Dalmatian, maybe, and we're calling her our Oreo cookie because of the way she just looks like a little Oreo. So I kind of wanted to start with the small dogs because they're just a little bit more special right now because of their age or their situation, and I just kind of wanted to get people thinking about special need dogs. I'll go to the cats. We've got Daisy, small gray kitten, gorgeous markings, about 3 months old. We have Bubbles and Pebbles, the male and female. They're siblings. They're beautiful, beautifully marked. And they have the gray and white, the different shades. They're very sweet and very, very healthy. Lucky is our neutered male. He's black in color. He came in with his bow tie collar on, and we've left it on him because he looks very dignified and nice, nice cat.
I've seen that picture, him having the little bow tie. It's so cute.
He is. He's a gorgeous cat, and he talks to you. He's very personable, too. We have Brigadoon, very relaxed, laid-back black kitten, about 4 months old. And when you hold him, you can cradle him like a baby, so he might make a good pet for a family that have children, and they like to hold their kittens that way. We have Tony the Tiger. Tony is sponsored, which means his adoption would be partially paid for. He is a dark brown and yellow male, very laid back. He's just a great cat, about 4 years old, but he'd be one that'd want to sit around and look at you and climb in your lap. We have a Siamese, Claire. Claire's beautiful. Claire is kind of an ornery little Siamese. We are thinking she probably needs an owner that's had a little experience with cats, and or maybe even a barn cat situation. She's personable, but she's not exactly a lap cat. Let me put it that way. She's very independent, but beautiful in coloring. So maybe someone is needing an outside cat. Claire would be perfect. And then we have the cats that we're calling the coffee cats. We have 5 of them. They're about a year old. They've all been fixed. They're up on their shots, up on their rabies. It was a situation where a family had an illness, and they could no longer care for them and brought them in to us. So So they've been very well cared for. They're litter trained, beautiful cats. I think they would make someone a good first cat because of the training that they've had. And now for our big girls, I'll start off with Macy. Macy needs to go home with someone for Christmas. She's a wonderful black lab, and she would even smile for the Christmas pictures that you'd be taking around the tree. She grins at you all the time. She's a great dog. She just has not been selected yet, and we're hoping that Christmas time will be her time. We have Lady, a hound dog, gorgeous blue tick markings and dark markings around her ears. We have Jim. Jim came in. It's a shepherd mix. It's a little female. She's gorgeous in color, about 5 months old. She's got dark red soft fur with some black around her muzzle. Kelly is a lab shepherd mix, mostly white with some black on his ears. And he's a very, very sweet boy. Scotch is a wired hair terrier. Kind of looks like maybe he has some wolfhound in him. But he kind of reminds me of like a Benji dog, that wild hair that they have, or like even Tramp of the right. movie Lady and the Tramp that's out. He really does. He's got those kind of markings. And tan and white in color, very, very sweet, 2 to 3 years old. Domino is a red heeler, of course, with the red and the white and red spots. A little shy, but he's warming up, and we'd sure like to find a home. And then we have Lacey. She's very calm. She's sweet terrier mix. White with some tan markings around her. She's about 4 years old. Austin is a mixed breed puppy, about 5 months old, black and brown around his face. He's been at the shelter for a while, so we're again thinking Christmas, maybe he'll be selected. And Frankie is probably one of our newer members. It's a female, 6 years old. It's a German Shepherd, and we think Frankie is a pure-blooded Shepherd, and he hadn't been with us for very long. Sorry, she. So maybe someone is missing their German Shepherd and just hasn't thought about the shelter. So I am stressing that we do have a German Shepherd that belongs to someone. They're very well cared for. So it is female. Dixie is a terrier mix, white with some brindle spots. Little skinny when she came in, but we've got her up and going. And we have Cotton. Cotton is a beautiful white husky. Has those ice blue eyes, a dark black nose, eyes that are lined around in black. It's a male, 5 to 7 years old. Cotton is gorgeous, just beautiful. Make a pretty, he'd make a pretty picture by the Christmas tree with that big old white fur of his. And Biggie is, as you can imagine, is a large black male that came in. He's a hefty guy. He's about 2 years old. And then the last of the dogs, we have four puppies that came in. They're brindle in color. They're about 4 months old. They're a mixed breed. We're not sure what they are, but if someone's looking for puppies at Christmas time, we've got puppies, we've got small dogs, we have large dogs. And again, I just kind of want to emphasize about adoption and at Christmas time. If you're not sure that the person wants a pet, we always suggest that maybe you just come in and get a gift certificate and then allow that person to come in and pick out a pet of their choosing. Sometimes that bond is much better when the person has actually picked out the pet, and you certainly wouldn't want to adopt a dog or a cat and take it home and they don't want it. So always cautious in that area. We are open every afternoon from 1 to 4 in the afternoons, Monday through, well, all week long. And our phone number is 620-252-6060. Facebook page, check us out. You can see our wish list that we have for our Christmas. You can see some of these great, great animals that I have just been talking about. And we're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeeville.
All right. Well, Becky, thank you very much for calling today. So many great pets there, and we definitely want to find all of them forever homes.
All right. Well, everyone enjoy Christmas Parade and come see us Sunday for open house.
Absolutely. You have a great day, Becky. I appreciate
it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, again, that was Becky Barnhart from the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. Lots of great pets out there. Go ahead and go check one out. Like I was telling Brandon, if I was allowed to have a pet at my house, I definitely would be down there to get one and bring it back home, but I'm not allowed to, unfortunately. So, but get down there, and I know you'll find a great forever friend down there. We need to go ahead and take a break, though. When we come back, we'll have open line once again. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.